That all calls are recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Thank you for calling the claims department. This is Shamika speaking. How may I assist you?
Yes, I called my my roadside assistance, and they couldn't help me at all because they're supposedly I used my I used it more than once, I guess. So I have really trouble. I have my car won't start. So they transferred me to you if you could help me at all about jumping my car.
Okay, sir. I can definitely pull up your policy and see what's going on with that for you. What's a good callback number just in case we get disconnected?
424-542-1475.
Okay, thank you. And your name is?
Fidel Macias.
Okay, thank you. I'm ready. And what is the address that is on file for you?
It's 6679 Merced Lake Drive, La Vegas, Nevada, 89156.
Thank you so much. Just a second while I pull up your policy. 8156679. Just a second. Go ahead and pull up your policy.
Well, I know I used it only one time, but they said I used it more than once. I only used it once.
Okay.
That's perfect.
Just a second. Let me check. Make sure. And was this the address that was on file for you when you first purchased the policy?
Yes.
Okay. Let me see. Just a second. Not pulling up a policy for that address. Let me see.
What do you call it? The policy number?
Okay. Is it the policy number for us or for your insurance company?
Insurance company.
Okay. Yeah, it wouldn't be the same. Two different numbers. Okay. I actually was not able to pull up a policy for you. I see that you called in before on the 25th for a roadside service, but it looks like this was actually manually put in system. In the system. Okay. Yeah, unfortunately, I'm not pulling up a policy for you on my end. So if roadside was to provide you a roadside service, it would be out of pocket. You could submit for reimbursement consideration.
So that's the reason why they sent me to you guys, because I don't have money at all on me. Like, I get paid next week, and I don't have money at all. So that's why I can't, if it could possible, do it this time just to jump the car. Because I don't have money at all. And I have people, but they won't. They ignore me, or they like pass by me and they don't want to give me a jump start at all. So I'm just literally stuck in here.
Well, my department can only look up a policy to see if you have coverage and reach out to them. But being that I'm not pulling up a policy, there's not much that we can do for you.
Well, if
there's
I
no policy,
policy
being found in the system.
The policy number for my insurance company.
It wouldn't pull up in our system because we're not the insurance company. We're roadside. It's a different number for roadside assistance than it is for your insurance company.
But
I mean,
if
you,
just,
if you want to provide it to us, you can definitely provide it, and I can try it.
Can you say that again?
I say if you want to provide it to me, I could definitely try it.
Yes, it's 55601906214.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's not pulling up anything in the system for you, Fidel.
Wow. It's because I called the roadside. That's why they sent me to you to see if you could really help me this time about give me a free jump start.
I understand, but roadside must be confused because we cannot do that for you, sir. We cannot provide you free jump starts. We can only offer that you pay out of pocket for the service and submit for reimbursement consideration.
Well, I think that's what I'm saying. Like, if I do it, but I don't have money on me to do that, that's why.
I understand,
right,
but there's no
you.
Way that we can provide you a covered service, sir, unfortunately.
All right, thank you.
Of course. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, that'll be it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm.